You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is February 15th, 2026. I hope everybody is doing well on this another holiday weekend. When do the holidays end? I get so tired of holidays all the time. It interrupts things, okay? Of course, this particular holiday, President's Day, is pretty worthless since we don't have a real president. We have a pedophile instead of a president. So, if you've seen my rather hateful rant on the website and across my social media, I mean, there's some things that have come out in the Epstein files, the latest batch, that are absolutely horrific. And Trump's name is all over it. And so if you're listening to this and you support Donald Trump, or you're MAGA, or you're a supporter of ICE, fuck all the way off. Fuck all the way off. Seriously. Just disappear off the face of the earth. You're worthless. You're a complete moron. Anyway... I feel so much better. If you haven't joined the Discord, I highly recommend that you join the Discord. It's free. There's plenty of continuing conversations on the site, and lots of things to do. So go on the webs or go on the Discord and explore and meet new people and learn about yourself. I highly recommend it. Okay, well, I want to tackle today I'm going to put a bookend on this conversation about straight alphas versus gay alphas. The last week or so, since I published a question from readers, post about, or a faggot, I guess it was, had complained that... This faggot felt like straight alphas were better than gay alphas. And this has been an ongoing discussion on my site since 2015, practically. Now, most of you might recall, long-term readers will remember this, but the site was actually originally called fagsworshipstraights.com. And it came about that way because I mostly served straight alphas in my life. And so I wanted to talk about that, of course, when I first started the site. And I felt at the time that straight alphas were superior to gay alphas, you know. Nothing against gay alphas, but they just weren't something I was familiar with, I guess, in my personal life. And I have definitely had a prejudice. I think most gays and fags have kind of crushes on straight alphas, and so they definitely get more attention, I guess, which I suppose is natural. But then I got to really deeply know some gay alphas, and it was very clear that in the end, there really wasn't a significant difference between a gay alpha and a straight alpha, other than the fact that a straight alpha might procreate and have children, right? And honestly, you know, I mean, I was so blown away by the revelations from gay alphas that I changed my mind about it, and I just said, there's no difference really between straight and gay alphas. And I've kept that line for a long time. And this question from readers sort of reignited that argument. And certainly on the Discord server, there was a lot of discussion. I had several responses on the site to that question, and on Twitter, particularly, or X, I should say, I got a lot of responses there too. And so it was sort of a big deal for the past week or so. And I didn't really intend to, like, set off a firestorm of controversy or anything like that, and I certainly didn't want to insult any alphas out there. But I do understand where that reader was coming from, because, of course, I felt that way myself, right? I think back to some of the gay alphas that I've known, like Master Lorenzo. There's absolutely no way that Master Lorenzo takes a backseat to anyone, okay? Master Dean is, you know, this is the son of Master Dino. Master Dean is a gay alpha, but he is very powerful. More powerful than most straight alphas, for sure. And so I could go on and on like that. I've known and chronicled a lot of gay alphas now, and gotten to know them pretty well. So, you know, I can confidently say that there are definitely examples of gay alphas who are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than most straight alphas. So it's unfair, you know, for that reader or anybody to go off and speak ill of a gay alpha, like those, I mean, especially when you're talking about some of the most powerful and astounding alphas on the planet, you know, like those ones I mentioned. So it's just not fair to do that. I think part of there have been a few revelations during my 10 or 11 years now with the site. I've interviewed so many alphas now deeply, and I've gotten to know a lot of them very, very intimately, and just as intimately as the ones that owned me in the past, virtually. I haven't had sex with them, obviously, but aside from that, I've gotten to know how they think, and I've been able to ask better questions because I'm older and more experienced, so that's kind of a key thing too. But, like, I've been able to pick their brains pretty effectively, and they see things the same way, pretty much, you know. And I do think it's a mistake to let a fetish for straight alphas mislead you into thinking something false about one set of alphas over the other. And I say this, you know, not to chastise anybody, but just to warn, you know, because when we have these kind of attitudes, it leads to the possibility of being disrespectful, and that's wrong. A faggot should never be disrespectful to an alpha unless the faggot has good reason, you know. But being disrespectful to an alpha because, let's say, his dick isn't as big as you think it should be, or they happen to be gay as opposed to straight, or they're not as muscular, or whatever, you know. When you're disrespectful to an alpha like that for those kinds of reasons, you're losing sight of what you are, you know, and who they are. But, you know, my own research and my own painstaking methodology and really uncovering the truth about alphahood, I mean, I feel very confident in saying that there is no real difference between a straight or a gay alpha, except in one way. It's this way. I'd say that any straight alpha who bucks the trend of other straight alphas and starts to accept faggots, or takes ownership of faggots and starts using faggots, either sexually or in other ways. Those alphas are extremely powerful because of that, the very fact that they are bucking the trends. The other straight alphas are saying, "No, I will never use a faggot. You know, I'm not gay, and so I'm not going to do anything with a faggot." And they miss out on the possibility of ascension. And I've talked a lot about alpha ascension on the site and on the podcast. The only way a straight alpha ascends, truly ascends, is when they start owning and using faggots. It's like a scientific law of some kind, okay? A hierarchical law. And the reason why is because a straight alpha who does that starts to discover that they truly have power beyond that supersedes everything else. Their power overcomes all things. So they're not limited at all. And that causes them to ascend and become more powerful in ways that regular straight alphas can't even imagine. Because those straight alphas that resist that urge because of a fear or whatever, they are stuck in that box of, I'm a straight alpha, and my alphahood is defined by my sexuality, as opposed to those straight alphas who step outside of that and they start to discover, my sexuality is not the defining characteristic. It's my power over other people, male or female. And so, and this is the only case, I would say, where a straight alpha might be more powerful than gay alphas or any other alpha. These are the men who ascend to God alphahood most of the time. You know, they, because they've passed beyond societal barriers, you know, that hold straight alphas back. And that makes them just more powerful. So I'm going to kind of make a caveat here that, even though I think that straight and gay alphas are essentially the same, straight alphas who own and use faggots, either sexually or domestically or whatever, they are definitely more powerful than any other kind of alpha, because of that fact that they've overcome that issue, you know. So I agree with the reader in that regard only. And I hope you kind of understand my reasoning here. I'm not really trying to, you know, set any kind of laws or anything, but these are the things I've observed over 11 years of interviewing alphas and learning about them. You know, there are straight alphas that I have interviewed who started ascending after they started using faggots. You know, I'm thinking of Master Cal, I'm thinking of Master Paolo, I'm thinking of several others, you know, Master Joe. Like, there's all kinds of straight alphas out there that I've interviewed who have all ascended. Master Jin, for instance, is another one. So, like, these are all very powerful alphas who became much more because of their ownership of faggots and their use of faggots. And so I think, you know, we should, you know, consider that. I do believe that's a proof. So, anyway. So hopefully I can maybe put an exclamation point on this and kind of end it at this stage. I really appreciate all the comments and the discussion. lively discussion in some cases. I always appreciate feedback, so and I learn from things. You know, I'm not rigid about any of this at all. I want to learn. I consider myself to be a student first, you know, so I'm still learning and developing just alongside you, you know, so anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. And I look forward to more comments about it. And I guess that's all I got. I don't know. Thank you very much for listening. I think we're going to probably start doing Sunday nights, Sunday night podcast. I don't know. It's going to be very hard going forward. My schedule is really going to ramp up, and it's going to be pretty hard during the week. So I will try Sunday, all right? Saturday or Sunday, something like that. The weekend, all right? Anyway, I thank you very much. I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye!